All right, so welcome to your personalized deep dive. Today, we're going to be diving into the global political perspective of Prince Ricardo de la Cerda. Talk about a unique point of view, right? I mean, he's got royal lineage, but he's looking at the world stage from this really interesting neutral stance about his observations, and some of them are pretty strong critiques.
Yeah, what's interesting is that Prince Ricardo isn't bound by typical political systems, so he can kind of speak his mind freely, but he's clearly concerned about what he sees as a critical moment for humanity.
He talks about this crisis point, right? Where we've made like insane leaps in science and technology, things that would blown people's minds like a century ago. But in terms of like ethics and morals, he makes it sound like we're lagging way behind.
He uses this analogy. It's like we're in a sci-fi movie where we've unlocked incredible technology, but we haven't quite figured out how to use it responsibly.
Oh, interesting.
Like, imagine having the power to cure diseases, but also the power to create super weapons. It's that kind of like tightrope walk he's describing, and he's especially worried about the US right now because its internal politics are so messy that it kind of spills over and impacts the whole world.
Oh, I see. It's like that old saying, when America sneezes, the world catches a cold.
Exactly.
So where does Prince Ricardo fit into all of this? Well, in the source material, he emphasizes his intentional neutrality. And it's not out of apathy, but a real thought-out choice. Like, why would someone choose to be neutral in such a divided world?
Well, his logic is actually pretty practical. He says, countries like the US, where elections are won by just a sliver of votes, focusing on just winning kind of misses the point.
It's not a game. The decisions made, no matter who's in charge, they impact millions of lives. So he's saying, let's look past the immediate fight and think about the long game, about what's good for everyone.
Yeah, it's like he's saying, hey, cool it with the victory dances. Real people are affected by all of this. But he doesn't just stop at saying, be neutral, right? He digs into some pretty pointed critiques of both the left and the right.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
He doesn't shy away from calling out what he sees as problems.
Let's start with the REIT, then. The spread of misinformation and conspiracy theories, even among people in power, seems to be a huge concern for him. And I've got to ask, how does that kind of stuff affect you? Do you ever feel like it's hard to have a real conversation because everyone's got their own
All
facts?
the time. It's exhausting trying to figure out what's real and what's not.
Right.
And Prince Ricardo argues that this flood of misinformation, it's distorting our sense of reality.
It's like trying to build a house on a foundation of sand. And it's not just annoying. It makes it almost impossible to tackle big problems like climate change or even agree on basic facts.
It's hard to work together when you can't even agree on what's true. Now, on the flip side, Prince Ricardo doesn't let the left off easy either.
Oh, no.
He says they talk a big game about truth and unity, but they haven't been effective in actually pushing back against that misinformation.
He sees that as a major blind spot. It's like they're showing up to a shouting match with a carefully worded essay. The left may have good intentions, but he argues they need to get much better at communicating their message and actively combating the fake stuff out there.
So if I'm understanding correctly, it's not enough to just be E, right? You got to be able to convince people.
You got it.
I mean, have you ever felt like the good guys just aren't getting their message across?
Absolutely. There are some great folks doing amazing work, but overall, I think Prince Ricardo has a point. There's a gap between the values they talk about and how effectively they're communicating those
So
values.
no one gets a free pass here. It's not about us versus them. He sees flaws on both sides.
Yeah, he sees the right compromising truth for their ideology and the left failing to effectively challenge, those distortions. It's a pretty heavy critique, but it fits with his overall message. A call for understanding and peace. He's not into finger pointing. He wants us to move past all the squabbling and focus on what we need to do as a planet.
So what does that look like? What's his vision for a better future?
Well, Prince Ricardo kind of paints a picture of a world built on respect, understanding, and something he calls fraternity. Basically, a sense of global brotherhood.
I like that.
Yeah, he thinks stronger nations should absolutely help out weaker ones. But not through handouts or military alliances. Instead, he's all about fair trade, where everyone benefits and sharing knowledge freely.
So instead of charity or might makes, right, it's more about leveling the playing field.
Exactly.
But how do we actually get from where we are,
right,
all this division and mistrust,
yeah,
to that kind of world?
Right. It's a tall order.
Yeah.
And that's where his closing message comes in.
Okay.
Which is centered around this age-old idea of love one another.
Mm.
He points out that this message has been kind of twisted and misinterpreted over time.
Yeah.
Often used to justify conflict,
right,
instead of unity.
Yeah. It's funny how love often gets brushed off as this mushy, sentimental thing.
Right.
But he's presenting it as like a powerful force.
Uh-huh.
Like the engine driving real change.
Exactly.
It's about looking past our differences to see that shared human connection, right?
Exactly. It's about realizing that we're all in this together, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Especially now with problems like climate change, which don't care about borders or political parties.
Right.
We're all going to sink or swim together.
Wow. That's a powerful image.
Yeah.
But I got to admit, sometimes this love one another stuff feels a little,
yeah,
idealistic.
Like, I don't get it.
It's easy to say, but how do you actually live it,
right,
when the world feels so messed up?
I get that. It can sound like a platitude.
Yeah.
But I think Prince Ricardo is challenging us to go deeper.
Okay.
To think about love not as just a feeling,
uh-huh,
but as a way of acting,
okay,
a way of making choices.
So what does that look like day to day? How do we put love one another into practice,
mm,
in our regular lives? Not just talk about it, but actually do it.
It starts small.
Okay.
Simple acts of kindness and understanding.
Right.
It's about being willing to have tough conversations, but doing it respectfully,
uh-huh,
with an open mind.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that everyone, even those we disagree with,
yeah,
has inherent worth and dignity.
It sounds like it's more about building bridges than walls.
Exactly.
Choosing to talk instead of shutting people out.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, let's be real. Nobody's perfect at this stuff, right? Of course not.
We all get caught up in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
We all have biases.
None of us are saints. We're all on a journey.
Right.
Learning and growing.
Yeah.
The key is to be aware of it.
Uh-huh.
To check ourselves.
Okay.
And be willing to change course,
right,
if we realize we're headed in the wrong direction.
So it's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. It's, yeah, about striving to be better, to make better choices,
right,
even when we mess up.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here.
We have.
Prince Ricardo's take on global politics,
yeah,
his critiques of both sides, and his call for a more understanding, peaceful world.
Right.
And at the heart of it all,
yeah,
is this idea of loving one another,
uh-huh,
seeing past our differences to that core humanity we all share.
It's a message that really hits home, especially in these crazy times.
Yeah.
It reminds us that we have a choice, you know,
mm,
to give in to the negativity and the division, or to fight for something better.
To create a future worth fighting for.
It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah.
But ultimately a message of hope, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A hope based on the belief that we are capable of more,
hmm,
that we can overcome the things that divide us and build a better world together.
He acknowledges that this is no easy feat.
Right.
Especially for those firmly rooted in one political camp or the other.
Yeah.
But he reminds us
that it's precisely why we need to have these conversations.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
grapple with these tough questions and be willing to think differently.
All right. Let's bring it back to you.
Okay.
After diving into all of this, what are your key takeaways? What really struck a chord?
For me, it's that reminder that, you know, we're all connected. Our,
yeah,
choices, our actions, they have ripple effects.
Right.
Especially with, you know, these global problems that we're facing.
Right.
Collaboration and empathy are the only way forward.
Yeah.
It can't just be about me or my group anymore.
Right. It's like we're all threads in this giant tapestry. Mm. And what one person does affects the whole pattern.
Yeah.
But where do we even begin to make a difference?
Right.
It all feels so huge, yeah, and overwhelming.
Well, Prince Ricardo suggests starting with ourselves.
Okay.
Taking a hard look in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
And acknowledging our own biases.
Right.
The ways we might be contributing to the problem without even realizing it.
So getting real about our own blind spots.
Yeah.
Not just pointing fingers at everyone else.
Exactly. And then once we've done that inner work,
okay,
we can start making more conscious choices.
Mm.
How we talk to people, the information we consume,
uh-huh,
even the things we share online, it's all connected.
Right. It's like being more mindful of our impact,
yeah,
recognizing that we're part of this larger system.
Right.
But let's be honest, you know, we're constantly bombarded with messages and opinions and agendas.
Yeah.
How do we even sift through all that noise and think for ourselves?
That's where critical thinking comes in.
Okay.
We have to question everything, especially the stuff that confirms our existing beliefs.
Right.
You know, we need to step outside of our echo chambers and be open to hearing different perspectives.
It's about being curious, right?
Hmm.
Not just shutting down when someone disagrees with us.
Yeah.
But doing it with humility.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that we don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
Because the world is messy.
Yeah.
And there's always more to learn.
Exactly. Huh. It's easy to get cynical and just throw your hands up in the air.
Right.
But Prince Ricardo's message is ultimately one of hope.
Okay.
A hope rooted in our shared humanity and our capacity for change.
That's what really gets me, is the belief that we can be better.
Yeah.
That we can create a world where understanding and peace win out.
Right.
It might sound cheesy, but it's inspiring.
Yeah. And he reminds us that we're not alone in this.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many people and organizations out there working to build bridges to promote peace, to make the world a more just and equitable place.
So we all have a part to play. Big or small, each action contributes to the kind of world we want to see.
Yeah.
Whether it's being kinder to our neighbors or supporting groups fighting for positive change.
Exactly.
It all matters.
Absolutely. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the political perspective of Prince Ricardo de la Cerda.
Well,
hopefully his unique viewpoint has given you some food for thought.
We always say this, but it's true. Keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep pushing for a better world.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this journey, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.